Units 5 and 6. Part 3. Listening.
Вы услышите рассказ студентки об обучении в университете. В заданиях с A8 по A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующие выбранными вами варианту ответа.
The most important thing you ought to remember when choosing what to study at university is that you will be studying that subject for 3 or 4 years. You therefore must choose one that you like and that you are interested in. At this point, you might find yourself going in a different direction from your friends. They might want to study medicine or physics, for example, while you might want to study English or history. Basically, you have to make your own decisions. If you are bored with the more mainstream subjects and you want to study something more practical, then you'll possibly like subjects such as ICT, media studies, engineering, or business studies. These all lead to a fairly specific career. On the other hand, if you study French, English, or geography, you'll have a lot more career choices open to you. Teaching, translating, writing, travelling, and so on. It's also possible to study a combination of 2 or more subjects. A friend of mine studied geography and English at university, and he's now a travel journalist. He always wanted to travel the world. However, other people I know have gone on to do jobs that don't really use the knowledge they acquired at university at all. Once you've decided on a subject you'd like to study, you then must decide which course suits you best. Each university will have different courses within your chosen subject area, and I would advise you to study each course outline carefully. You wouldn't be very happy if you got into university only to find that there were major parts of the course that you weren't very keen on. Of course, if you got to university and after a few months you found that you were really not enjoying the course and that you'd made a mistake, you could leave and come back in the following autumn term, having chosen a different course. Another factor that might affect your decision is where you want to go to study. You may or may not wish to stay in your hometown, depending on your particular circumstances. You may choose a particular university that has a good reputation in your field of study. Many students prefer universities that are by the sea. You may even decide that you'd like to study abroad, although for various reasons that might not be financially possible. There's also the problem of studying in a language you may not be familiar with. Alternative forms of study also include online courses or distance learning, which might suit mature students who have family or work commitments.